I'm not sure what time the service ends today, because I'm going to keep hold of the mic, but we're going to just hear from each person up here before we baptize them. Just a short testimony. Not everybody feels able to speak in front of such a large crowd, so we'll just ask one or two questions, and then we'll have the opportunity of baptizing. So where are we going to start? Which end? The chain man? All right, let's go up here. Jim.
Once upon a time, there was a Christian man called James who refused to go to church for 15 years. He was bound in chains. Chains of rejection and guilt and fear and stupidity. One day, God met the man face to face in a factory. The man was terrified and really thought God was going to kill him. But all God did was break those chains and touch him on the heart and make him cry. A year down the line, with the love and support of some amazing friends, the man is standing here waiting to be baptized. An act of obedience and a testimony to the power of God that can set anybody free with a single touch. Whoa. If you think that's the end of my story, you're wrong. Because today I'm making a public declaration of freedom and liberty in the name of Jesus. And make no mistake, when you look at my face, make no mistake, because today I serve the King.
That was James. This is Benny. This is going to be a test for me, but I'm all right so far. This is Benny. Benny, tell us your story.
Okay. How long do I have? Okay. All right, I'll keep it simple. My name is Benny, for those also of you who don't know me. I've been a Christian now for about 2 years. Before I was saved, I just thought I can do anything by myself. I didn't need nobody's help. You know, I had testimonies before. I came from a background of Orthodox Christian, but I wasn't a believer. I was just carrying on like that. I refused to believe. And then about 2 years ago, a death in the family really devastated me and my family. I was distressed, depressed, and broken about it. And I didn't want to work. I didn't want to do anything. I had problems and everything. So Vicky and my family and friends have prayed for me and then said, look, come to the church. Jesus will help you out. So I just, as a last resort, I came to the church. And wow, from the first day, I've experienced the love of the touch of Jesus. And then here I am today, getting baptized to show my obedience to Lord and also to strengthen my relationship. Now I involve Jesus on every single day of my life, and then my life has never been the same again. So hallelujah.
Amen. Where's the wife? Vicky, you stay there, Benny. Vicky. All right, she wants to, she's following the line, okay. John.
I've been a Christian since I was in secondary. You know, that's long enough that I couldn't even remember whether I was baptized or not. So when I was asked, I was like, I think I was, but I can't remember. And therefore I felt it was very, very important for me to take this step and to reaffirm my identity with Christ. Now, as far as I'm concerned, baptism is about identification with Christ. Now, Paul says in Romans 6:3-4 that when we are baptized in Christ, okay, we die with him, we are buried, and then we resurrect with him to new life. Now, as far as I'm concerned, once I'm baptized, the old is gone, and behold, the new has come.
Amen. Amen. Ticola is coming. This is Cuba. Look, I'm doing okay. Amen.
She says, I do believe, and I'm happy of believing, and she testifies about her gallstone, which has been gone, glory to God. She's been suffering for nearly 6 months, and she's been scanned very recently, and they said there's no stone. And she was supposed to be. She glorifies God, and she said, I believe in God, in Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
And she'll be back.
Amen. Vicky, you okay now?
Yeah. My name is Vicky. I've been Christian for about 3 years now. I grown up in family where it's no religion. Okay. I was not told or taught about the Bible or Jesus. Before I saved, I've been to churches, but it was just to attend more than anything else. One day a friend invited me to her church at the time, and on that day, a guest pastor from Ethiopia was speaking, and at the end of his speech, he invited people who don't know Jesus to accept him and give their lives to Jesus. I remember walking to him, head down and crying. He prayed for me, and on that day, I truly give my life to Jesus Christ. Oh, my goodness. So, my life have been never been the same again. With a God, I found a peace, happiness, and love and hope. I'm getting baptized this morning to strengthen my relationship with a God and also show my obedience to the Lord.
Amen. Pretty? No?
No,
I've got this one wrong.
My name is Ajulu. I've been in Christ since when I born, and I've been baptized when I was 40 days, but that time I didn't know anything. So from now on today, I just decide, because I just learn in the Bible more about what is the baptizing mean. So from today, I just changed my life to be a new life. And I'm a new Ajulu now. I'm not Ajulu as before.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. For those who are a little bit, don't always pick it up, right? So my sister, she was baptized as an infant, as a baby. But since then, she's found faith. And now she realizes that in response to her faith with the Lord, she wants to be baptized. Amen. Amen. Kat. This young lady is Pete's girlfriend, for those who didn't know.
Okay. So before I found Christ, my life was just an existence. I was quite negative and quite miserable every day, just waking up and doing what I had to do. It wasn't until I started volunteering at Greyfriars that I considered Christ as a way of life. I met such beautiful people there that really gave me hope for a new life, and they gave me faith, and I realised that I was looking for love in the wrong place, and all I needed was the love of the Lord. And I'm now really happy to be alive and truly blessed that God loves me. And I'd just like to thank everyone here that has welcomed me into my new church family.
I know who you are. She's telling me her name. I know, Linda. Yes.
My eldest daughter, Tracy, has always been our miracle from God. She was born prematurely at £2.5 and only had a 10% chance of survival, but God answered our prayers. Then Wendy, our second daughter, was born with cerebral palsy, resulting in severe learning and physical problems. Life is not supposed to be easy, and I've never asked why, but always believed she was sent to us from God, knowing we would treasure her. Then a few years ago, my husband fell 20 feet from a ladder, and again, our prayers were answered, and he made a miraculous recovery. Shortly after this, Tracy asked me to go along to keep her company at her cell group. I didn't expect to enjoy it as much as I did, and I learned a great deal. Then earlier this year, Wendy became seriously ill, and she wasn't expected to survive. We've never prayed so hard, and God listened. Tracy left me a book on Psalm 91, which I read, and which we all prayed over her every day. She celebrates her 40th birthday in August. So God has become very important to me, more than I ever expected. I know how much he loves us and realizes why he needed to send Jesus to save us. I'm so thankful that he did, and that I'm now being given the chance to accept him as my Savior and be baptized and pledge my life to him. Amen.
Andrew. Hi, I'm Andrew. I turned 17 on Wednesday, so yeah. For as long as I can remember, church has literally always been a part of my life. I started going with my family to Tyler's Methodist Church when I was very little. Don't really remember much of it. Most of my church life has been here at LifeSpring. You know, I think most of you will have seen me growing up from here to here. You know, my favourite part of church used to just be the biscuits at the end. And I used to use sort of any chance to avoid church. I wasn't a big fan. I didn't have any relationship with God. And then we moved here. You know, I have to say that was the biggest thing for me, because we moved here, and especially when all the money was being raised, just to see the power of God, how good God is. Just since then, my relationship with God has soared. He's gone from a stranger to, you know, he's my closest friend. I feel like I can rely on him for anything. I'm getting baptized today, you know, as a sign of my faith and obedience. And because I trust in God, I trust that he has the best for me. Because it says in Isaiah 49:23, those who hope in me will not be disappointed.
Louise.
Okay. I only walked into LifeSpring at the end of January this year. God, I'm emotional. I used to get the train into Reading West Station and walk past, and I can only explain it as a feeling that I just really wanted to come in here. At that time, I felt I really needed something, and I needed to be cleansed. I walked past a few weeks on a Friday when the cafe was on, and I really wanted to come in. Took a few weeks to build up the courage, and when I got home, I'd feel disappointed, and I thought, next week I'll go in. On the Friday that I did come in, Caroline Thomas came and spoke to me, and to my surprise, I cried on her. And she was amazing. And she took me into a side room, held my hands and prayed over me. When I left, I just thought, wow, what just happened there? Although I felt changed and more at peace. And since then, my heart has just been filled with joy. I said the salvation prayer, lots of meaning, and had a profound experience. I have literally thousands of testimonies since then. I've joined Jackie Curtis's cell group, which is an amazing place to be. It's full of love and strong women, whom I love dearly. They're my true sisters. On the first day at cell, I sat next to Sally Leonard, who lives close to me. She's been an incredible friend and support to me, and I feel truly blessed. It's just been like a whole new world has opened to me, with one wonderful experience after another. I have a love and joy in my heart for Jesus, my Heavenly Father, and the Holy Spirit that is not really explainable or logical, and I just cannot put into words. It's just a heart thing, and I'm truly, truly grateful that the Holy Spirit guided me here.
This is pretty. She is, isn't she?
Oh my gosh. I was born in a Christian family as well. I grew up going to church every Sunday. I was told I was baptized when I was young, so which I'm not sure of because I can't remember. So it's quite a long story, really. As I was going to church, Catholic church, so I've been praying all prayers, all church prayers, and then going to church, like following my parents and everything. I never prayed to God from my heart, really. And my sister was saved at that time, and I could not believe it because she would always tell me, if you are saved, you can have Jesus inside of you and all that stuff, and I didn't think it was possible. And I was always thinking, because the way they were praying, it was different to what I was used to it, and so I thought it was something different. But as time grows and things happen, and learn more about Jesus and read more Bible, and then prayed for me, and then that's when I started realizing that Jesus Christ was really there and he can really live inside of you. And then in 2013, I got saved. I accepted Jesus as my savior, yeah. And then today I want to fulfill that and then to be a new person. Yeah. Thank you.
Now, Margaret.
I just want to say thank you very much to Marika for bringing me to LifeSpring and to bring me to Jesus. And I feel that I'm now ready to take the big step to be baptized.
Sorry. All right. Obviously, some of you know me. My name is John Ombima, and my mom is sitting right there. That's my mom, Beatrice Ombima. Yeah, she's the one. She's responsible for bringing me to this church. And when I was born, she dedicated me to God, but I went away because of things that happened in life. But in 2015, God was merciful and kind, and he brought me. Even though I had come and gone again and again and again, he still showed me his great love by bringing me back, and he saved me from so many things, so many troubles. And according to the scriptures, when Paul talked about baptism, he said, we identify with Christ and we have the nature of the new body. That is what I'm hoping to attain from this baptism. I'm hoping to identify with Christ and completely put my past behind and have the new nature of the new immortal body.
Amen. Well done, John. Thank you. Wow. Amazing. Amazing. Do you think you could do me a favor? Can we just stand and just applaud the Lord for what he's done in each and every one of these people? Amen. Amen. Now, guys, can we just carefully move towards the back of the stage? There's a bag there. We just need to move out of the way. John and Jackie are going to be doing the baptizing. We should be seeing on the screen the pool, so even at the back of the church you will be able to see. I mean, if there's little people with adults that just want to come along the front here, if you want to be a little bit closer, or relatives that just feel they'd like to be a little bit closer, then yeah, there is space at the front. But please, I have to say, keep off the stage with all the electrics and stuff which are on there. If you're a towel holder, as we have one anyhow, I'm not sure that's been organised, but if you are, then there's a place at the back there. So we're going to baptise them quite quickly. At the back and in the front here, there are little sheets of paper. I mean, goodness knows how they did it when 3,000 got baptised on the day of Pentecost, but we just like to give that encouragement. If people have words of encouragement, scripture or prophetic words, what we're asking you to do is write them on the sheet of paper, and even if you just leave it in the office or give it to somebody in the red T-shirt, we'll make sure that gets to the person concerned, or you can give it to them direct afterwards. But if you've got something to say which encourages, we're not going to have time to listen to everybody, please write it down. Sheets at the front, sheets at the back, hand it in to somebody from the church or the person concerned, and we can make sure that gets passed on. So they're going to go into the pool, and John and Jackie will just say on confession of their faith. That's why we've heard from everybody. I mean, everybody gave amazing testimonies. We'll baptize them, and then they're just going to pray briefly for the Holy Spirit just to come and that new life be birthed afresh in each and every one of them. So, if you'd like to take your seats just for a moment or two, we should finish by one, I think, so we'll be all right for dinner later on. No, just a few minutes. Just wanted to share today, Anthony, yeah, thank you, on the power of the gospel. And that's what we've had expressed, that's what we've been hearing about. And Paul says in Romans 1 verse 6, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone." That's an amazing confession, amazing statement to make. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, and nor are we here at LifeSpring, because it's the power of God that brings salvation to everyone. Over the last few weeks, we've been looking at hope. And in fact, the hope of the gospel is one of the topics we've been covering. And here Paul is so confident about the power of the gospel to all who believe. And because Paul is confident, because Scripture is confident, we too as Christians can be confident too. And we've heard the testimonies today that demonstrate the effect Jesus Christ and faith in Jesus Christ has had on the lives of those who've been baptized. So I want to look just very quickly two aspects of the power of the gospel. Firstly, the power to save. You see, sin is our enemy. What is sin? Well, sin, it's missing the mark. It's falling short of perfection. Those wrong thoughts, those wrong attitudes, those wrong actions, those wrong words, the least and the smallest of sins creates a barrier between us and God, because God is the opposite. God is holy. And any sin in our life separates us. You see, death is a consequence of sin. We weren't meant to die. We weren't created to die, but sin came into the world, and death is a consequence of sin. Sickness is a consequence of sin. In fact, the Bible tells us the whole of creation is affected by sin in the world today. But the good news is Jesus came to save us from the power and the consequences of sin. He has power to undo. What Jim demonstrated with those chains isn't just an illustration. It is fact. It is truth. He has power to undo the past, to separate us from everything that held us back. All those sins and addictions and phobias that hold us back, Jesus has power to break the power of sin in our lives. Hallelujah.
And so as we turn, and that's why we ask people just to share briefly. I thought I was going to have to ask a few questions, but they said it so eloquently. As they share briefly the effect that Jesus has had in their lives, they're turning away from sin, they're embracing the Lord and asking him to come in, then he breaks the power of sin in their lives. Hallelujah. You see, his power to save. No sin is too big. No sin is too serious. Nobody is too evil. If they turn to Jesus in repentance and faith, he can save them. Hallelujah. What a gospel. Secondly, power to change. When we come to him in repentance, a changed life is inevitable. In fact, the fruit of our lives, the difference that God has made in our lives, it's a mark of salvation. How do I know someone's saved? It's not just because of what they say, it's because of how they live. And we can expect to see change taking place, and we do see, and we have seen, change taking place in all of our lives because the Holy Spirit comes to reside in each one of us as we give our lives to him. It may not be noticed instantly, but when the Holy Spirit comes, that beginning, that transformation begins to take place in our lives. You see, the gospel isn't just good news at the end of our lives when we die. Oh, we've got eternal life forever. Hallelujah. I mean, it's hard to beat, isn't it? That is good news. But actually, that eternal life, that quality of life starts now. That's why those chains were such a brilliant demonstration. He's come to give us new life. The old has gone. The devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. That's the past. But he comes to give us abundant life, overflowing life. And it starts from the inside. And we are changed more and more into the likeness of Jesus as the Holy Spirit works in us. This is what Scripture says. And the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like him as we are changed into his glorious image. If you're not a Christian, no one could expect that to take place in their lives. But as we open up our lives to God, we come to him in repentance and humility and faith, the Spirit comes and starts that work of transformation. Hallelujah. On another occasion, Paul reminds some Christians. He says, once you were, and he lists a whole lot of bad stuff. Once you were liars, you were thieves, you were sexually immoral, you were greedy, you were drunkards. But then he declares this. He says, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of God. That's the power of the gospel. Power to change. Once we were, but now we are cleansed, forgiven, holy. Do you know what justified means? Just as if I'd never sinned. The old has all gone, the new has come because of this wonderful gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The gospel has power to change. And lastly, Kim will be pleased to know, this gospel is available to all who believe. To all who believe. One of the people we baptized today used to be a Buddhist, but the gospel has come into her life too. And she's been changed because the gospel is available to all who believe. You don't have to get religious to be saved. You don't have to try harder. You don't have to be gooder, be better. You simply have to believe. It's the grace of God through which we're saved, through faith, through belief. And this is not from ourselves, it's the gift of God. And it's not by works, so no one can boast. Isn't this amazing gospel? Hallelujah. We are saved by grace, undeserved favor. He's chosen us through faith in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. I don't want anyone to be confused. Baptism doesn't save you. They're saved before they're baptized. Baptism is a demonstration of what's already happened in their lives. Being christened won't save you. Good works won't save you. Going to church won't save you. It's simply faith, believing in what Jesus has accomplished and turning to him, recognizing our need of a savior, and he promises to come, cleanse us, and change us. Hallelujah. No wonder Paul could declare, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God that leads to salvation for all who believe. Amen. Amen. Please stand with me. I'd like us to pray. In fact, Keith, if we could have some keys in the background and a song in a moment or two would be really, really good. I'm just going to pray, then I'm going to ask you to follow a prayer. But Lord, I just want to thank you for this incredible gospel. I thank you, Lord, for these amazing 12, 13 people, Lord, who've given their lives to you and have chosen to respond to you in obedience by being baptized. Some just 2 weeks old as a Christian, others for many years. Lord, we give you praise. We thank you. There is power in the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'd just like to ask you now just to pray this prayer after me together. Lord Jesus, thank you for this amazing gospel. A gospel of hope for everyone. I ask you in all my sinfulness and hopelessness to come into my life. Help me to turn away from the old way of living and to live wholly for you. Wash away my sin. Make me clean in your sight. I receive your forgiveness. Fill me with your spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And just before we sing the final song, I just need to give an opportunity. There may be people here who prayed that prayer and meant it for the first time. Or there may be people here who prayed that prayer before and meant it, but they've gone away. One of the testimonies was of going away. And you want to come back today to him. You want to make him Lord of your life again. If that's you and you've prayed that prayer for the first time today, or you want to recommit your life to the Lord, would you mind just raising your hand so that I can see it? And at the end of the service, we'd like to pray with you and give you some literature. Thank you. Salvation is as simple as that. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that one person. We give you praise. We give you praise.